welcome everybody. I'm pleased to have the opportunity to introduce our three talkette givers this morning. Rotima, Sarah Chitta, and Mary Alila. And I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say.
Hello. I just found out I'm first, which is great. My name is Narottama, and my talk is on friendship and self-transcendence. And I will be reading from two short excerpts from this book, In the Buddha's Words. Probably a sutta that you're familiar with, at least the first part on good friendship. The second part, you may not be quite so familiar with, at least I wasn't. So it seems that in the beginning, the Triratna Buddhist community, as well as today, the term friend was used for anyone that showed up to the events or classes. In fact, Sangharakshita directed many of his talks, opened many of his talks with the word friends. On some level, we might consider that each of us are friends. We are connected horizontally through the buildings and the grounds that offer a place to meet. And more importantly, we are connected with our peers through practice, ideals, and a shared tradition throughout the international Triratna Buddhist community here at Ariloka. Is part of what we share. Thus have I heard. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling among the Shakyans, where there was a town of the Shakyans named Nagaraka. Then the Venerable Ananda approached the Blessed One, paid homage to him, sat down to one side, and said, "Venerable Sir, this is half of the spiritual life, that is, good friendship, good companionship, good comradeship." "Not so, Ananda. Not so, Ananda. This is the entire spiritual life, Ananda, that is, good friendship, good companionship, good comradeship. When a person has a good friend, a good companion, a good comrade, it is to be expected that he will develop and cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path." So that's the first part. You're probably all familiar with that. We are also connected vertically to those who have gone before us, consciously creating with mindfulness, receptivity and effort, the conditions that can inspire us, set examples for us, and guide us. I would offer Sangharakshita, his teachers, and the Buddha as examples, for example. As well as perhaps some of the people that are here in this room today. I know there's people in this room that inspire me and keep me going in my practice. From the radiant qualities that you might admire in another, perhaps the person sitting next to you, all the way up to the Buddha, we can look for and practice with the best in each. I am fond of the idea that when a person is sincerely training and going for refuge to the three jewels, you can overlook many of the personality quirks because there will be progress, perhaps great strides in understanding as we strive on. Friendship and self-transcendence are very closely and finely stitched together. Imagine two friends being together in body and speech and mind. There is a mutual easiness and a genuine warmth coupled with a deep respect for each other. Perhaps they have shared years of life experiences. They know each other, they trust each other, and one's needs is the other's fulfillment. No authority of power over the other. Only a recognized mutual respect and love. They support each other in an attempt to live their lives with an ethical basis combined with a meditation practice to help give rise to the flower of compassion and the thunderbolt of wisdom. Ideally, a relationship with another of the highest levels of commitment allow us continually to become more than we think we are. At the highest level, a friend can help us see the veils, the hindrances of our habitual self, our superficial self, and our vagueness around where we are going and what we are doing with the time remaining. These Dharma brothers and sisters train in awareness and the practice of non-harm in body, speech, and mind, encounter with the practice of kindness and metta for all. This friendship has a strong element of confession in it. No guilt of past imperfections, but an awareness of habitual behavior that might harm themselves or others, coupled with a genuine desire to transcend their unskillfulness. Good friends can nudge and perhaps shove harder when needed. We can come to rely on, depend on our friends to look out for our best interests based on our shared ideals. And at times, they might let us down. What we want, we might not get. And as a very wise friend told me, you do not have to like it to accept it and move forward with metta. Training with a common shared framework of practice, aware of their flaws and defenses, seeing the veils and tangles that we can produce, and at times, the tangled veils of fixed view and self-defense fall away and leave only the clear blue radiance of becoming. This is not the realm of our family of origin, our business-tempered worlds, or the military with a hierarchy of power and seniority in time served. This is the realm of the transcendental, a working ground to transcend as friends together, experiencing ourselves in the light and space of continual change and progress on the Buddha's path. By the following method too, Ananda, it may be understood how the entire spiritual life is good friendship, good companionship, good comradeship. By relying upon me as a good friend, Ananda, beings subject to birth are freed from birth. Beings subject to aging are freed from aging. Beings subject to death are freed from death. Beings subject to sorrow, lamentation, pain, dejection, and despair are freed from sorrow, lamentation, pain, dejection, and despair. By this method, Ananda, it may be understood how the entire spiritual life is good friendship, good companionship, good comradeship. Thank you.